Boker Tov, good morning. It is Wednesday morning, and we begin a new perek in Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. This morning we begin Perek Lamed Zayin, chapter 37, the laws of Tevilas Kelim, laws of toveling your new vessels or utensils in a mikvah, something that is very relevant all the time. Anytime you buy something new for your kitchen, which has a lot of important halachos, here we go. Halacha Aleph. Halakach kelim hashayachim l'su'uda me'akum. If somebody purchases or acquires utensils or vessels that are used for eating, we'll discuss more specifically what exactly that means in the coming days from somebody who is not Jewish. Afilu him kelim chadashim, even if they are completely new and unused. So we're not worried at all that these vessels are not kosher or having been used for not kosher foods. If you have that issue, then that's a separate something to deal with, which also we'll discuss in the coming days, but let's assume for now they are new. If they are made from metal or glass, they are forbidden from any use, not even once. Afilu betzonein, even for cold food. We're not just worried about hot food, even to be used for something cold. Until they are toveled, until they are dipped, immersed in either a mayan, a spring, or more commonly a mikvah, a gathering of water for the purpose of a mikvah, a place that would be kosher, that would be permissible for a woman who is a nida to go for her tevila purposes, that is the same place that should be used for a, or the same halachos, go into creating a mikvah that can be used for kelim. Kadesh yetzu mitum aso shel akum l'kedusha aso shel Yisrael, so that they can be elevated from their status of impurity to be sanctified and now owned by a Jew. If you are toveling one vessel, then you still make the bracha. Al tvilas keli, for toveling one singular vessel. Val shtayim o yoser, but if you have two or more, mevarchen asher kedeshanah b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu al tvilas kelim. The same exact bracha, except instead in the end of saying keli, you say kelim in the plural if you are toveling multiple vessels. You only make one bracha before you tovel the first one, and then without interruption or speaking, you tovel all the rest of them subsequently. Halacha beis, kevan she'akelim tzrichim tevila davka b'makom shekasher tevilas nashim, since these vessels need to be dipped into a mikvah that would also be kosher for a woman to use for her tevila purposes, as mentioned previously in Halacha Aleph, lachin tzrichim lizar shelo lahatbilan b'naharos b'sha shehin gedolos megishamim v'afsharas shelagim. Very common issue or question, sometimes especially when people are traveling. There's no mikvah nearby and I have a new pot or a new pan or a new spoon. Can I dip it into a river? So the Kitzur here says a person should be very careful not to be tovel in a river, especially during a time when it is the rainy season or snowy season, when it might be flowing or overflowing with some new rainwater or new snow or new water from the melted snow. Here is the reason that goes into this. So there are two types, as the Kitzur referenced in Halach Aleph, two types of bodies of water that can be used for tefilas kelim. One is a mayan, which is a spring. The water comes from beneath. And one, more commonly, is a mikvah. Mikvah literally means to be gathered. The water in a mikvah is rainwater that has been gathered in a specific place. And one of the halachos of a mikvah specifically is that the water cannot be flowing. It needs to be gathered. It needs to be stationary. If it's a mayan, if it's a spring full of water that comes from underneath, then flowing is not an issue. So the Rama writes that when it comes to a large body of water, like an ocean or even a large lake, we can assume that most of the water that's there is a mayan, is water that comes from beneath. And therefore, even if it's flowing, that's okay, because the requirement of stationary water is only for mikvah, rainwater. But if it comes from a mayan, from beneath, then flowing is okay. Even if, when it rains, so, you know, there's a little more water in the ocean, but no, the ocean or a large lake is not really affected very much by one or two instances of rain or snow. So using an ocean or a large lake, it's always best to use a kosher mikvah, but if you're traveling and there's an ocean or a large lake, that would be okay. What the Kitzur is warning against is using a river, because a river is often very much so affected by the rain or by the snow. And therefore, a river, even if some of the water comes from beneath and would be considered to be a mayan, but after a nice rainfall, So certainly a lot of the water that's now in that river is going to be water that comes from the rain. And if it's flowing, that will be an issue. And therefore, the Kitzur says, be careful not to dip your kelim into a river after it's rained or snowed when the water is flowing. And he writes, especially, v'zeh shchiach ma'od kodam Pesach. This is very common before Pesach. That's often when people need to tovel new things because they bought some new things for Pesach. The problem is that's also the rainy season. Shanaharos gedolos v'tovelin sham kelim ve'eino nachon. People sometimes dip their kelim into a nearby river during the rainy season, and that is not right. That's not okay. So again, if possible, always best to just use a kosher mikvah that is established for these purposes, then you don't have an issue. If one finds themselves traveling and they really have no other choice, so find a big body of water like an ocean or a very large lake, and that would be okay. But a river, generally best to stay away. Have a wonderful day.